Hello and welcome to the Florida CPA Today podcast with Mia Thomas, former chair of the FICPA and current director of learning curriculum development for the FICPA. And now it's time to hear from your host, Mia Thomas.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. Today we will talk about working smarter, utilizing delay send for emails. I recently saw a quote from Robin Sharma that read, "Stop managing your time, start managing your focus." Did you know that you can delay the delivery of an email message by having them held in the outbox for a specified time after you click send? Today, I have Chuck Bauer. He owns Chuck Bauer Sales Training. He is an author and has been featured in numerous business magazines. He is a trainer and business consultant, and he was a keynote speaker at our FICPA Mega Conference this past June. By popular request, he will be speaking again at our FICPA Accounting Show in September. Chuck, thank you so much. We are honored to have you on today's podcast.
Well, thank you, Mia. It's an honor to be here with you and the association once again.
Now, Chuck, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, long story short, I've owned my company now for over two decades. I specialize heavily in the CPA and accounting EA industry. And currently, to date, not including keynotes, but I have trained over 125 firm owners, mainly small to medium size with a few large firms, but over 125 owners I've trained through our coaching programs.
Well, you know, after you left Orlando, you went over to China. So you are not just here in this world of America. You are like everywhere.
Yeah, well, thank you. And we did open up an Hong Kong office just a few months ago, and we're really happy to be worldwide. So I've been pretty fortunate with that.
Very nice. Now, Chuck, one of the things that you're going to be talking about at our accounting show is the delay of email, how it can be a time saver. Can you share with our listeners about how you can do that?
Yeah, it's actually pretty easy, but delay send has been around since 2002 when Outlook was originally launched, but yet 99.999% of all the business owners out there, they don't know about it or they just don't know how to use it. So we're going to share some tactical approaches with the FICPA audience today.
Now, why would somebody want to delay their message? Like, I can tell you back when I was practicing, I may have been typing an email to someone at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, ooh, I don't want to send it now because I want them to open it later. Can you give our audience some reasons why they would want to do that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to give the number one reason, and this comes up in the tax and accounting industry all the time. Now, this is a little comical and humorous, but at the same time, it actually does have some merit to what it is. And if our firm ever has to deliver bad news to a client, and we all know, who's ever listening, we all know what those bad news topics are.
Like you owe taxes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the dreaded call. But what the delay send can do is you can send bad news such as 5:15 in the evening. So you have already left the office, but as long as the computer's on, it will send it at whatever time. So if you want it at 5:16 or 5:36, whatever time, you can set it up. Mm-hmm. And once you leave the computer, it will go. Now, in the case of bad news, the people get to stew on it overnight and usually have calmed down by the next day. And that's just one purpose where we actually have many to share with our listeners today. So obviously the bad news tactic is one that's fun and we laugh about it and joke about it, but yet there's some really incredible priorities that can happen with the delay send tactic. So as we know, again, driving further and more deep relationships with our clients is very important. So as a firm owner and leader of your team, it's important that you teach yourself and your staff members to listen intently for when your clients say things that are important to them that occur in the future. So as an example, I was recently in Phoenix and was at a very odd health club, which is a client of mine. And this gentleman walks in to the membership office. Now we have a membership director and two of their salespeople. And the person says, well, I want to cancel my membership or suspend it for 30 days because I'm going to be on a trip to Greece. And they said, sure, we'll do that for you. And they, you know, they suspend his membership, take care of the paperwork, and he walks out. Now, that's a perfect time for the delayed delivery because he says to them, well, I'm leaving in 2 days. So one thing that you could do ahead of that, before that 2-day time period, is send him an email right on the spot. He's just walked out of the office. And you can send him the email and just say, hey, have a great trip. And set it up for the morning that he's leaving for the trip or the night before. And then think about it. He says, I'm going to be gone for 30 days. So on the 31st day, you would set up another email right now. Now, again, he's just blocked out of your office. You set up another email for the 31st or 32nd day and say, hey, listen, we know you're home. Don't forget to renew your subscription. And why don't you drop by the office and show us some pictures of your Greece trip? These are situations that happen in our business and sales world, but we never act upon them. So the delayed delivery is very simple. If somebody says something that's important to them in the future, it is definitely a place to put in a delay sent email. You will come off as a hero. Back to you, Mia.
Oh, I love it. And who doesn't want to be somebody's hero, right?
Well, especially in the business world, I think it gives our students who practice this, I think it gives them a competitive advantage against the other firms that they might be going head-to-head with on a sales process. So it's good to let people know and acknowledge them for things that are important to them.
Very good. And I know another one that I would have used it for was, say, I want to send out a reminder for a meeting that's going to happen. I'll time it so that it'll show up like 2 days before the meeting, just as a reminder. Talk about Outlook. How about people that are on Gmail?
Well, Gmail and Google, they've copied virtually everything that Outlook has done. So the platforms are very compatible, with one exception. And Google or Gmail doesn't come with a delay send feature. However, they do have a very simple add-on that when you get it on the app, it'll put it right in your system, which allows full functionality of the delay send.
I believe it's called Sales Handy. It's like a Chrome plugin, and there may be others out there. But again, I think you're right. I think a lot of people don't know about this delay send function.
No, and the reason why they don't is they just don't understand the power behind it. And it's really interesting, our tax and accounting firms, is that, you know, we're great at having these incredible relationships with our Excel spreadsheets and our new cloud and all that kind of thing. But yet, we kind of sometimes fail at building those great relationships with our VIP clients. And the delay send, knowing how to utilize it, is a great tactical approach to stay out in front of our clients with things that are important to them.
That's great, Chuck. And I am so looking forward to having you be with us again at our FICPA accounting show in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, I know that's just one little nugget of information that you're going to share with our audience. So thank you so much for your time today. Can you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, you're very welcome, Mia. And yeah, the best way to get in touch with me is on our main website. So that's chuckbauer.com. We're on all social media platforms, so if you just put in Chuck Bauer, you'll be able to easily find us.
If you plan on attending our accounting show, or you want to learn more about other FICPA seminars, conferences, and resources, or how you can transform you and your organization for the future, visit our website at www.ficpa.org or call 850-224-2727. Until next time, keep smiling.
Continue the conversation with the Florida Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Become a member and follow us on social media for today's trends and hot topics.